back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, Carolyn Crawford, R. Dean Taylor, Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson, Brenda Holloway, Thelma Houston, and Smokey Robinson. Well, first up this half hour, Lionel Richie and Running With The Night, right here on Motown Memories.
With Tom Fowler. Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, his biggest charting song, reaching number 5 in the United States pop charts of 1970. Before that, Carolyn Crawford and My Smile Is Just a Frown Upside Down, reaching number 39 in the United States within blues charts in 1964. And we start with Lionel Richie and Running Through the Night, number 7 on the United States pop charts of 1983. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson's older brother, with a song called Let's Get Serious. Well, Let's Get Serious was also the name of the album that the record was placed on, and it was the 6th studio album by Jermaine, released in 1980. The album reached number 6 on the Billboard album chart and logged 5 weeks at number 1 on the Top Rhythm and Blues charts. It achieved sales of 900,000 copies in the United States alone. Well, the title track, Let's Get Serious, which is coming up, was 1980's biggest soul hit of the year and a top 10 pop hit as well. This was the most successful album of Jermaine Jackson's career. Well, after splitting with his brothers, Jermaine recorded 3 solo albums that didn't score any major hits. Needing a hit, he enlisted the aid of family friend and label mate Stevie Wonder, who wrote and produced 3 songs, including the title track and the first single, Let's Get Serious. Well, here is Jermaine Jackson, and Let's Get Serious, right here on Motown.
Close my eyes, and I see
Hotel Memories.
Hotel Memories.
The boy who has to say when I should play. Yeah,
Brenda Hollywood with their biggest charting song, Every Little Bit Hurts, reaching number 13 in the United States pop charts from 1964. Before that, Michael Jackson and Just a Little Bit of You, reaching number 23 from 1975. And we start with his older brother, Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious, number 9 from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Thelma Houston with It's the Last Thing I Do, right here on Motown Memories.
If it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. But baby, the first thing is you in my design. Oh, and just like the stars guard the moon way up above me. Hey, baby, that's just how I guard our love. So love me, come on, please love me. Well, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna take your hand. And though I won't say one word, I know you'll understand, yeah, yeah. And I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true, baby. If it's the very, very last thing that I do, I'm gonna get you. We'll be right back.
Smokey Robinson and Just a Seer, a pretty song reaching number 8 in the United States pop charts in 1987. And we start with Thelma Houston, If It's the Last Thing I Do, that reached number 47 in the United States pop charts in 1977. Of course, her big hit was Don't Leave Me This Way, which was number 1, and she only had 4 singles total on the Motown record label. This hour, we feature some great solo Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.